that there have been serious staffing issues in the relevant ministries, which means it's been difficult to deliver on legislation relating to children and adolescents' rights. The law or the regulations may be in place, but delivering on them is difficult because of a dearth of staff. That's a problem we see in many countries. And that often, of course, can hamstring policy delivery. So I'd like to ask what steps you are taking to improve the staffing table and also to depoliticize civil servants and delivery of public policy so that ministries and secretariats can fulfill their properly technical role rather than being overly politicized, which means that often staff can perhaps refuse to deliver on certain policies because of personal beliefs. I think I can leave it there on these issues. I'll come back tomorrow in the follow-up questions if there's something I missed. I will turn now to steps that have been taken to boost technical and vocational training for relevant sectors, staff working in relevant sectors, and to ensure inter-institutional coordination. Would like to ask how many municipal coordination councils have been established, because this seems to be a major step forward to deliver a holistic approach to providing for the needs of children and adolescents, but we need to know how many of such of those committees are up and running and how many are currently lacking, as well as information about the budget for these bodies and whether the budget would be a progressive budget or a standard budget. To ask whether you already have this on the agenda, that you know how these bodies will be budgeted for and financed. Also to ask how you intend to include in this community level comprehensive approach other key sectors such as the environment, etc. Also to ask whether the budget in place is being tracked so that you can see it's actually delivering on the specialized care and support that it's intended for. In other words, to ask whether you intend to measure return on investment and the outcomes of your investment on the budget, and how you intend to map, track, and update allocation of budget resources and to ensure proper accounting thereof. When it comes to data collection, you share with us that a vast range of surveys have been launched and completed, focused on, in particular, eradication of child labour. You've referred to that already. But what I do note is that you don't have a comprehensive survey or system in place that allows one to access the data in a centralised database to measure various different issues related to child's rights, including compliance with the provision of the convention. So I'd like to ask what steps are being taken to ensure that you have a centralized, accessible, usable database in place. I understand that you have a centralized observatory, and I would like to ask whether, as part of the training for the staff of that observatory, they are made aware of children and adolescents' rights. And related to that, whether children and adolescents are made aware of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the fact that it's been adopted by Honduras, and what it means in terms of their rights. I'd also like to ask if that's not being done, if that is something that you intend to contemplate in your national policy going forward, dissemination about the convention and its provisions. One final point, and thank you for bearing with me. In the list of issues, we asked a question about the feedback and coordination mechanisms that have been set up to guarantee an open and ongoing dialogue between government and civil society, as well as measures to ensure that civil society efforts be interwoven to the efforts of the state on a progressive basis so they could be mutually reinforcing. And there was no reply to that question in your replies to the list of issues. So just to flag it in the hope that tomorrow morning you'll be able to respond to it. I still have some questions pending, but I'll ask them tomorrow. Thank you.
Ajo.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Chair.